Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Graham Haynes, Assistant Superintendent and host for the Haywood County Schools Report. And today we'll be talking about the Haywood County Schools pre-K enrollment and the pre-K program itself. So our special guest today is Kim Shipman, our district's elementary supervisor. Kim, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I guess to start us off, just tell us about our county's pre-K programs. You know, where, what schools are they at, and what do our pre-K kids do day to day?
Okay, I sure can. So right now we currently have 5 pre-K classes across our district, and those classes are located at Clyde Elementary, Hazelwood, Jonathan Valley, Meadowbrook, and North Canton. And our programs are full-day programs, and so our students get to eat breakfast and lunch within the classroom, kind of like a little family-style atmosphere. And basically, all of our classes start out the day with a morning whole group meeting. It's kind of like a circle time where students are singing, they're doing rhythm and movement activities. They're working on letters and sounds. They're reading a book together with a shared reading experience. And then they kind of break out into some center activities and, you know, get to go to things like the sand center, the housekeeping center, blocks and books and writing and the art center. So different activities going on for that. And then they'll gather back together and, of course, have their lunchtime, and they'll have their afternoon nap time during their classroom, and they always have an outdoor play time as well. So it's a full day of great activities and lots of learning activities with our pre-K.
Absolutely. Lots of stuff to get them ready to come in kindergarten, hit the ground running, and take off.
Absolutely.
And so you mentioned breakfast and lunch and that it's a full day. Now, transportation can also be part of what we provide for pre-K, correct?
Right. Yes. So if our pre-K students are living within the district, then they are happy. We are happy for them to just hop on our school buses and ride with siblings to school. We do allow that if they're living in that district. Yes. Of that school.
Awesome. So. Yep, absolutely. So we can get the kid there and we'll take care of them all day and make sure they're fed and educated and ready to roll once they hit the ground running in kindergarten.
Absolutely.
That's great. So you mentioned our 5 locations. So we've got Clyde, Hazelwood, Jonathan Valley, Meadowbrook, and North Canton.
Yes.
Which is great. So how would I go about, or anyone going about, enrolling their child in our pre-K program if they wanted to?
Okay, that's a great question. So we have applications. We just got those this week, and so they are available now. And there are a couple of different ways that people could go about getting their hands on an application. First of all, they can come by the central office here at 1233 North Main Street, and they can pick up an application. We have those available in English and Spanish, both. And then also on our Haywood County Schools website, just right there on the home page, you're going to see it was just listed. There's a big write-up about pre-K, and there's a link there on that article where people can request an application. And so if they click at that link and request an application, we take their email address and we send them an application through email. So they don't even have to come by here if they don't want to.
Awesome, awesome. So they can come to our location at 1233 North Main Street to get the application and fill it out in person.
Uh-huh.
Or we can do it through the website. And so all the information that we've talked about here and we'll talk about here is on the website. Plus, they can get the application sent to them directly.
Right.
And then fill it out that way. Now, can they fill it out digitally and send it back in, or will they need to print it, fill it out, and bring it?
Yeah, they'll have to actually print it and bring it back in. They have to be hand-delivered. A lot of that information is just very, very confidential.
Sure.
And so we want to make sure that they print it and bring it back in to us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I guess if there was any part of the application that anybody had trouble with, if they brought it in, we could help them along with that too and make sure it got filled out.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Now, so is there any cost to this pre-K program?
So that's a great question too. So most of our spots are qualifying spots, and students can be eligible for those for free. And so the two big factors that determine eligibility are income and then educational need. So we're looking at those two things. And then besides that, we also have some private pay spots, and those are $600 per month. And it's 9 monthly installments.
Gotcha, absolutely. And so you just pay that, like you said, per month.
Uh-huh.
Which is still, at least from what I've kind of seen, way cheaper than
it's
you can
get
anything
yes.
else still.
Yes.
Even at that $600 a month cost.
Yes.
Awesome. So
it's
we've got
a great rate.
We've got the free spots based on need and ability of the child, and
right.
then the pay spots as well.
Yes.
That's great. So when is the end date, I guess, that everything has to be turned in by to be able to be eligible to partake in our pre-K program?
Yeah. So we would like to have a target date of collecting all of those applications by May 1st. And the reason we set that as our target date is because we collect all that information and then we get ready for a pre-K screening day on May 17th, where we do some little assessments with all of the students to determine educational need.
Gotcha.
And so May 1st is our cutoff. However, we do keep taking applications all year long. But to get those first spots,
sure.
you want to get your application in by May 1st. And then, you know, as spots open up, possibly people move away, they're, you know, relocating or something like that. We do keep a waiting list, and so we continue to take applications all throughout the year. But to get those first spots, and we only have 90 spots, it's best to get your application in by May 1st.
Absolutely. So first come, first serve.
Yes.
By May 1st for those first 90 spots, and then
yes.
after that, we do the best we can.
We do.
Yep.
We do. Yes.
That sounds good. So, Kim, is there anything else with the pre-K program that you feel like we didn't touch on that you want to discuss or make sure that people are aware of?
I think one thing that I would want to mention that I think is just super awesome about our pre-K programs is we do use a state-approved curriculum. We use the creative curriculum in all of our classrooms. And then as an added bonus, because we are an NC pre-K in the public school system, we also have teachers that are trained to deliver Hegarty, and so our kids are getting like a pre-dose of really good phonemic awareness instruction, and also our teachers are trained to deliver Foundations, and so our kids are also getting a really strong pre-dose of phonics before they ever go into kindergarten. So I think that makes our pre-K programs very, very valuable.
Absolutely. That's strong. And touching on those five pillars of reading, two of
yes.
them in particular, to really get the kids some of that, I guess, pre-knowledge to when they go in,
yes.
they can do a little better in kindergarten and take off and start reading right away.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, yeah, our teachers are all certified and whatnot, too, which
yes.
is one great thing about our pre-K, and it being NC pre-K, they're required to be, but
right,
that's good.
Right. They have those credentials.
Absolutely. So one more thing I wanted to touch on, and I know we've got another podcast in a month or two about kindergarten enrollment,
mm-hmm.
but so this was pre-K, but just for anybody listening that may be interested in kindergarten, is there any information right now that we can go ahead and let anybody know about our kindergarten enrollment that's coming up?
So we have registration coming up. It's like end of April, 1st of May. And so when we do that registration week, all of our schools will have a set time and set date that they're doing that. And it's on their websites. And so from that point on, we have kindergarten registration packets mm-hmm. that we start to get out for kindergarten enrollment. And so that's just the first initial time, but we continue to make sure that those packets are available for registration all summer long.
Perfect.
But it's best to just come to that registration when we have that, because a lot of information is given out.
Absolutely. I know my youngest, he'll be going into kindergarten this year. He's excited about it. So he's ready.
Yes.
My wife was asking about the enrollment the other day. So,
awesome.
But I'm glad you mentioned the websites, because I did see, I know Jonathan Valley's in particular, that's the one I happened to look, and it was all on there. And so all of our elementaries, it should be available on theirs too.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, Kim, thank you so much for being
with us.
Is there anything else that we feel like we didn't touch on for pre-K?
I don't think so. I think we covered it pretty well. We're just excited about another pre-K application time, and then our screening day on May 17th
mm-hmm.
Is when we'll screen all of our little ones, so it's fun to get to meet them and
absolutely
bring in a new year of pre-K.
Absolutely. Well, Kim, thank you so much for being here with us. We really appreciate it. And I appreciate you all listening. Have a wonderful day, Haywood County.